So YNW Melly lawyers are pulling out anything inside of the hat trick, you know, somebody that they potentially can to create some type of like energy of reasonable doubt. Because remember, the only thing that YNW Melly lawyers have to prove is some type of reasonable doubt. They've only got to make the jurors say, that's a good point that they made. And pretty much by them saying that, that could actually save the life of YNW Melly, because 100% he is facing the death penalty right now. Now, the lengths that YNW Melly lawyer just went to got a lot of people on the internet scratching their head, because they're trying to figure out if this is dry snitching or what this is. And I'll let you know right what the lawyer said right after the intro. Welcome back to Key Talk Media. This is your host, Key Talk. Check it out, man. All right. I'm going to get shout out to the notification gang, Key Talk Gang, for rocking with me every single video. If it is on my voice right now, go ahead and hit the notification bell to get a notification every single time I drop a video. Anyways, so YNW Melly lawyers, his defense lawyers, and he's got paid to pretty much defend him, has actually thrown the name of one of his own partners inside the case and pretty much asked the jury, asked the prosecutors, why in the blue hell did the investigators not investigate this guy more? But they're putting all the investigation energy into, looking at YNW Melly. So what he's pretty much trying to say is that, the investigators didn't do a complete and thorough investigation. They only tried to put their energy into YNW Melly, which left other people that could have potentially did the actual murder, which he's kind of saying in a way that, hey, man, maybe it wasn't Melly. Maybe it was Melly's friend. Now, of course, this is him saying that, and not YNW Melly himself. So it's kind of like YNW Melly, isn't initiating his own friend or complicating his own friend into anything that's going on, because it's the actual lawyers. But it's just a fact on how YNW Melly lawyer is saying it. He's like, y'all didn't investigate his friend, and y'all saw his friend, he the one that had gunpowder residue on him. And also, not only that, y'all saw him have a change of clothes after a certain event had happened. So why y'all ain't give more time to him? Hold up. I'm actually going to go ahead and play the video. And also, if y'all don't know who they're talking about YNW Melly. I mean, not YNW Melly. YNW Bortland.
Cortland Henry shows up at Memorial Hospital, Miramar. You don't see him sitting there, but where you will see him sitting is in the driver's seat of a car with two dead bodies, a car riddled with bullets. And when he shows up with a change of clothing, change of shirt, gunpowder residue on his hands, evidencing that he had discharged a firearm. And he lies. He lies about where the incident occurred. He lies about how it occurred. And he lies about not having a phone. I think it was Miss Bradley herself who said, everybody has a phone in his pocket, not Cortland Henry.
Already know. So I definitely don't know if they'd be able to, if they'd be able to pick it back up and try to charge Bortland with it, YNW Bortland with it, even though I believe he is out on like some type of bond or something right now. But like I say, it is pretty wild that the lawyer is going to this angle, but this is an angle that potentially could get Melly free, because like I say, all he has to do is create some type of reasonable doubt. And if he can use one of the members that Melly was with during that night to pretty much create doubt with the jury to possibly believe that, oh, maybe it wasn't Melly, maybe it was his friend. All he got to create is that moment, like he said, and Melly could be scot-free and avoid the death penalty. And then, of course, somebody probably had to lawyer up and get YNW Bortland a lot of lawyers as well, really, really good lawyers. But like I say, if Melly beat it, I think everybody else would be good. We'll just have to see how it all goes. But anyways, how do y'all feel about what YNW Melly defense attorney just said, pretty much implicating YNW Bortland into it all, and pretty much saying that there's a potential? He's pretty much saying, in like a lawyer kind of way, that yes, this guy is potentially the guy that y'all think Melly is. Let me know something. Comment down below. Let me know what you think about this entire deal. I'm out.